You know, great. sorry, I'm a mess. Anyway, I'm not gonna edit that out because whatever, it doesn't matter. So, I decided to record another version in English because maybe not everyone is going to be able to understand the Italian version. So, yeah. Why am I always so cringy? Wake up. Wake up, my darling. Shh. I'm here. Don't worry. It's me. It seems I have been gifted a little more time here. Perhaps I have been granted one last bit of happiness before I'm called to the great beyond. I know this is strange, and I'm afraid I must make it more upsetting for you, darling. I don't know how much time I have, so I won't mince words. There was a terrible accident tonight. The carriage wheel split at exactly the wrong place on the old stone bridge by my sister's estate. The horses panicked and bolted, breaking the carriage free and sending us into the cold river below. My love, I must have drowned there in the churning water. I remember a terrible pain in my temple and pelvis. That must have been the rocks. It was so dark. Everything was swirling and tearing at me. It was so cold. I'm so cold still. Will you hold me, darling? Let me lie here next to you so I can feel your warmth once more. I think perhaps it might help me regain some of my mortal form. Right now I feel as though I could disappear with just one more shiver from this frightful chill. Do you feel me, my love? I can feel the heat of your strong body warming me as I lie here. Maybe this is how it works. I wonder if... No matter. The important thing is that we can be in each other's arms and look into each other's eyes one last time. I can finally tell you everything without fear of repercussion or rejection. Will you hold my hands as I speak these truths? Yes, I can feel your fingers in mine now, my darling. That's a good omen, I think. You know, I never expected a happy ending before we found each other. I had grown older and no one had shown interest in me. Perhaps they hadn't the bounty or the nerve to approach me. I knew that you and I weren't matched in age, so when we met, I didn't consider the possibility of catching your eye. I presented myself without pretense, and you, against all odds, were charmed by me. I had never caught someone looking at me the way you did that day, my love. That's when I knew everything had changed, that you were the only one I wanted to be with. As if in a vision, I could see us together in a home we'd made our own. You, my husband, reaching out for me with exactly that look on your face. These words of mine sound like wedding vows, don't they? In some ceremony far more romantic and modern than our family would ever allow. No doubt. Darling, no, please don't despair. I know you will mourn me, and... You do look so dashing in black. But I want you to be happy. I want you to move on with your life and leave. Leave as you would have if this tragedy hadn't taken me from you. Oh, don't be so foolish. You're still a young man and I know you'll find another woman to be yours someday. You'll make a home with her. And raise your children, work your land, and die as an old man someday, warm in your bed. I think my form is starting to become more corporeal. I can feel your breath on my cheek and the rise and fall of your broad chest through the duvet. Darling, I only just realized I don't have any clothes on. I suppose you might think it's silly, but I feel a bit embarrassed to be exposed like this. Could you please make room for me under the bedclothes? I believe it will help me grow stronger from your warmth as well. I only hope it's enough to let us be together just for a little while longer. My love, I have a proposal I would never make under different circumstances. I don't know how much time we have, but I want to experience everything I can with you while we still are able. Our union wouldn't be sanctioned under law, but I have practically given you my vows. Let us have each other as we planned on our wedding night. Remember the stolen whispers behind the barn as we broke all conventions and admitted our lust for each other. Recall how the flames licked at the secret scraps of paper we tossed on the fire, erasing the evidence of the forbidden desires written there. I can feel the heat of those flames deep within me, my love, and they burn for you. We were robbed of that night we so yearned for, darling. We're here together right now, through some grace or magic or otherworldly force. Our time together is a gift, and we must make the most of it. Please, my love, let us fulfill our promises of passion. I want you. And by the way you harden against my nude body, I know you want me too. We should consummate our marriage just as we would have in a few weeks' time. You can feel all of me right now. Yes, love? Run your rough hands all along my form. I beg of you. I want to experience a sensation I long to feel since the day we met. I can feel every beat of your heart pulsing with mine, as if our very souls were reaching out for each other, seeking to intertwine, just like our limbs as we explore each other's bodies for the first time. Are my hands still cool to the touch, darling? I can feel every muscle in your body, every flex and quiver. I can feel each quick inhale as I graze a sensitive spot. How I wish I had hours, no, days, to explore your body and learn your wants, your desires. I want you, my love. I want you to take me. Just as if we'd have on our honeymoon. Look me in the eyes, darling. We must be totally present together in this penultimate moment. Oh. Focus on my body, the curve of my breasts, your hands on my hips, your lips on mine. Yeah. I need to feel more of you, darling. I'm going to place my leg on the other side of your hips and sit astride you. Yes. Your body is so warm. Especially now that I'm straddling you. I can feel your chest beneath my palms and your manhood growing as I gently rock against you. Oh, my love, take me, please. Make me your wife, in all but name, to have and to hold in this moment and forevermore. Make love to me in these last moments, please. Yes, my darling, I feel you. I feel you inside of me. So hot and hard, desperate and gasping. Is this what it would have been like? Our bodies melting together so effortlessly, savoring each and every sensation as we make love. Oh, my dearest, how wonderful you make me feel deep within my core. I feel so warm now. I feel your hands on my breasts, on my neck, on my hair, just like I would have every night if I had been your wife. Feel me grinding my hips down onto you. Feel my breathing and the flesh of my cheeks as you take me. I only wish that we had more time. If only we had known how good this could have been between us. Oh, my love. You have given me something I despaired was lost to me. Something I would never want with another man. Only you. Oh, my dearest. Only you. Can you feel that love? Oh, the way my womanhood tightens and flutters around you. Oh, mercy. I think I'm coming undone. Grab me, darling. Hold me close and feel me. I need you to feel me to the brim. Give me a part of you to keep forever. Please. I can feel myself slipping away from you. I want to feel your heart seed release inside of me before I disappear. You made my wildest hopes and dreams come true. You laid with me as your wife and lit a fire within me. If these last few moments, gazing into your eyes are the last I ever get, then truly they were the happiest of my life. Hold me tighter, darling. Don't let me slip away just yet. I want to lie in your arms a few moments longer. Dearest, You have given me the gift of yourself with your sweet lovemaking. A gift that I will treasure always, wherever I go next. My body may disappear, but my soul will still be with you. Even if only in your memories. I will cherish this night forever, like I will cherish the seed you left within me. What you gave me tonight means more to me than any wedding gift. And you mean more to me than any man on earth. I promise I would have loved you forever, my husband. I love you so much.